Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, this is poet, author, Mark Lacy. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP, recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacy.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP, recorded live.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe, been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how, we gon' break it down, we gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
That's
funny.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chance has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Good evening, good evening. This is T to the H-Z of A-T-A-Z-P, another T-A-Z Productions on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, T-A-Z. The name of this show is Poetry Corner 6. Well, yes, we've done six of these jammies. And on the line, I got area code 256.
Hey, hey, what up, what up?
What's up, Mr. Mark Lacey? What's up?
In the flesh, man. You know me, staying on the grind, but it's all good and blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. You know, always chilling. Ready and willing. I got also on the line 330-330. Identify yourself.
Row 700, coming back from the dead.
And what's
right,
up, Row?
Say
hello to Mark.
Hey, Mark. You know, you are the guy that helped me perfect the pictures with the cute guys to make them look like they were your boyfriend.
I say, who?
She said, basically, she said you make her pictures look better when you in them with her. Basically.
Oh,
all day long.
Man, I ain't got that type of talent.
All them house party pictures you took, brother. All them house party pictures you took. Everybody was taking a picture with you.
Man, look. If that's a low bar. That's a real low bar. if I make somebody's pick look good, that is a low bar.
Okay, whatever, dude.
Let me explain tonight. It's Poetry Corner 6. This is how we do it, bro. Me and Mark done. Mark's been on every one of them. So he's always been on every one of them. And we always have somebody special in, and you're like the special guest tonight. And this is how we do it. You read a piece, then Mark will read a piece, and then I'll come in the last and clean it up. And then we'll rotate and do it all like that for about an hour. Just an hour. That's all it goes.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, I've been on a sabbatical for, like, what, 8 years?
Well, I don't do spoken words, so, we can just go on and do your thing. It's on you right now. This is Rolanda 700, y'all. First piece of the evening.
Okay. Well, look, before I start reading something, I just want to say, all the pieces that I wanted to read tonight, I recorded them on the MP3 and didn't save the Word documents. So for anybody listening, make sure you save your Word documents and your spoken word with music and everything so that you won't be on the hook. Like, I'm on the hook tonight. Like, all the pieces I wanted to read, they were all MP3s, but okay. So, just for you, Tess.
Thank you.
Because you've been trying to force me to do stuff.
Thank you.
So I did write a new piece. So hopefully it'll be okay.
So, well, you have other listeners on the line as well, so I hope it's for us too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we got ears too. I mean,
but listen, all of you guys that know me, you know I've been drinking, so hopefully I can read this stuff.
Yeah, let's get it on.
The Flintstone punch is in the house. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Life. Ready.
Everything is going fine. Then you fall. You look over the edge, lose your balance, and then you fall. You can't figure out how to get back up. There is no motivation. You just sit there. You look around and you wonder, what do I do next? Like the commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up. But you have friends and family, encouragement, supporting you, urging you, but you can't make a move. You've fallen and you can't get up. And then you call on the strength of God. You get up. You move forward. You strive for something better. You move towards something. You move on. You take control. You live. You have drive. You do. And then you realize that the fall was just a blimp on the screen. You rise up. You do you. You do not accept defeat. You grow. You persevere. You do not let the fall become your life. You live. You do. You go on. You do not let the fall define you. You are. You will. You become. You keep going. Don't let the fall define you. Let the fall motivate you. Forget about the fall. Focus on getting up. Get up, go forward, move on. Give life a chance. Live. Rolanda 700.
Thank you. That was inspirational, and I was feeling it too because of the fact I have fallen, you know, in some shortcomings and different things that I've done, but you got to get up. And that works in every aspect of life.
Right.
You know, I like the
don't
fact
let
that
the fall define you.
I like the fact that she did a God piece while she was drunk. Now, that's what's up. Look, you ain't got to be sober to talk about God.
No, you
that's
don't.
The power of God.
Yeah.
Hey, but all in all, on the for real, we all have a testimony, and
right.
nobody's testimony is irrelevant. I mean, you can be in a room full of 500 people, and about 450 of them are going through something that you can't tell based on their facial expression or the way that they're talking. And so
right.
everybody has a testimony. Everybody has crosses to bear. And I was just talking to a good friend this past weekend. You got to get it out. You got to address it. Got to get it out. Got to talk to somebody. So, I applaud you because it's like, you know, it's a testimony. We all have one to give.
Yes.
You got that right.
It's on you, Mark.
All right, this joint is called Lus Jones. Lus Jones in my bones driving me bananas, and I hope and pray that the banana splits. One half into cold shower, the other half enduring the spiritual hour, hoping and praying that the spiritual hour has never-ending subsequent sequels. Let's be honest. To a man, the flesh has a perfect mesh with the eyes bypassing the brain straight into certain veins, soothing like Novocaine. That piece of eye candy can easily be converted into a feast for the fleshy beast. Wild oats can be sown, but if the thread doesn't hold, then all of that talk is blown. It's through. Now a mean fiending is the result again to the chagrin of one trying to do right. Cold turkey is only as good for the deli. So I gladly climb aboard the subway and route from my dirty mind. Unkind to the spirit is this beautiful copper caramel anti-vixen kicking a flowing black mane, dividing my free spirituality like Mason Dixon, and now I'm a slave. Water at the waist certainly means a flood's a-coming, and unfortunately may be my fate. When she walks, sweet love making melodies are whispered in my ear. Then her curvaceous, well-endowed body gyrates while beaming waves of aphrodisiac take the providing libations to my wayward urges between hesitations. And I pray for patience and resistance, but when I awaken, I'm in the Garden of Eden again, partaking of what's forbidden. Phew. I can only pray for another day. Lus Jones.
So wait, let me get my finger snap.
I love that, man. He said he went from banana split to turkey in the deli and then libations. Man, and we went from a godly piece to a almost sexually derived piece, which I love. And I like, you hit all the metaphors. I was like, yeah, I understood. Yeah, I understood that with each word, man. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. I love your poetry. I love your poetry. I love Rose poetry. You're like my two favorites. And I listen to a lot of artists, and I see a lot of artists online, but I still, y'all always hold a torch for what it should be. Then I like everybody else should follow. You know what I'm saying? So you guys are like the top of the pedestal for me.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow, man. Look, I bet you say that for all the two poets.
But I'm going to be honest, Mark. You've been on every show. I ain't never did a show without you. So you've been here for every show. That's for real. I never had other two poets on here. Okay, Mark. This spot I found it today, and it's ironic for the climate we're in. And I just wrote it and scribbled it on a sheet of paper. It's not even on a song that I've done. I guess you could call this racism, basically. And it's real short. Why do racists hate to be called racist when your thoughts are low and tasteless? You're not relevant, you're baseless. Nothing more than the dirt to me, living wasteless. Educated I am, versed in diction. Go back to Africa chance phrased in fiction. Mentally you're warped, sauced in conniption. Brain fried, good night, call the benediction. I'm letting loose cannons that go boom. Education, PBS channel, Zoom. Remember that show? Come on, Zoom.
Yep.
I marvel, even evil madmen, Dr. Doom. You don't feel this shit? Hey, you will soon. That's it.
Right, man. Very timely.
Let me do my finger snap.
Yep. I got my
Thank
finger
you, bro.
Snap,
I got,
too.
I got arthritis, so I got to clap.
Okay.
Bro, it's on you.
Okay. Look, I have a caveat. Dang, I can't even talk right. I have a caveat to say. I know I've been off the scene for a long time. So a lot of you might not know that I live with my mom. I moved my mom in with me. So I'm hoping that she doesn't come in here talking. But I'm going to read a piece that is like, okay, I wrote this in 2003. So 2003, 2013, it's like 14 years old. And it's called Closet Trap. I've got a little time on my hand since the basketball game is babysitting my new man, so I think it's time to make some space in the closet that is going to waste. Look at this, Brian's old sweater. What fun we had until his mama gave me all the dirt, and what's in this box from Martine's? Brand spanking new, size 13. Rick inadvertently left them under the bed, and the day Michael found them, I thought I was dead, but my brain worked like a whiz, and I convinced Michael that Rick's shoes were his. Look at this. Jeffrey's black suede derby hat. When I gave it to Marshall, he thought it was all that. Now I'm glad that I didn't cut up that with the razor because it would go very nice with Allen's suede blazer. But how I knew Miss Allen. When the Marines were with him, he'll be right back in town. But until then, I've got a new man around. And I don't know who this belongs to, a buttersoft leather bomber jacket. I'll just put it in the storage box for now. When I remember the owner, I'll unpack it. Oops. Here comes my latest, my darling Keith, standing behind me, making me weak at the knees. Let him close the door shut. He doesn't need to see all this stuff. Just get him to run to the store. Don't panic. And while he's gone, I'll take these things to the attic. Oh, damn. My jaw just hit the floor. Did Keith just ask me for his bomber jacket from the hook on the back of the closet door? Oh, my.
I love it, too, boy. Brown butter. What do you call it? Brown butter bomber?
It was called Closet Trap. And you know what? When I wrote this, I had you in mind. Because back in the day, you were a player.
Who are you talking to? Wait a minute. Time out. Who are you talking to? You talking to Mark, right?
I'm talking to you, Taz. Back in the day.
Oh! I thought you were talking to Mark.
Look, I wanted to grow up and be just like you.
She hit me hard.
Yeah. I want to grow up.
What'd you say, Mark?
I said she hit you with a Tyson Bolo.
Yeah, because I thought you were talking to you.
I'm talking about from 1986 Mike Tyson.
knockout kings Mike Tyson, yeah.
Yeah. Mike Tyson before the tattoo.
Mark is on you.
Life as a poet can be so lonely. Life as a poet can be so lonely. Between that simile and metaphor and empty darkness lies lurking, sneaking, and seeping through nocturnal crevices. During the show, you flow. Crowd goes berserk, and after the show, you go. You take off into the pit of starving artistry, and like archery, the path of your success arrow is narrow. Your life lies within the reels of a movie called No Publishing Deal. To top it off, you get arrested for soliciting prostitution, and when they see you coming, some bookstores lock doors securely with a major chain. But just when your faith begins to die, you realize that in the face of despair, alive your faith has to be if you're going to achieve your literary destiny. For a slap down followed by get back up is good enough to be considered a victory. Once you get back up, implement what you've learned with no relent. Learn to face directly that which formerly kept you mentally spent. Now ask yourself the question, how bad do I really love this game?
Look, that was deep, too.
Snap.
I'm giving a golfer's clap. I can't snap fingers. I have fried.
Man, that was man. Smart. Y'all just politically correct.
Okay,
y'all just PC.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This is gonna be like sort of like X-rated. So anybody think it's gonna be nice? You might need to turn off your computer right now or switch to another site. This song is called Numbers, and I need a participation from Roe. And Mark, every time I say a number, like, for example, number one, I need y'all just to say in a low voice, numbers.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all got, okay. You got to understand that I rap the joints. T-A-Z on the arms, girls looking point. Back in the day, I hit all of that. West Coast, Philly live, and butts that's fat. Breezy just blowing on that air on me. She said she wanted to get down with T-A-Z. I said, come on, and you'll be the number one.
Numbers.
There you go.
Numbers.
Take you in the car, bang you with my gun. With the seat back, she got dead on top. Wanted to feel the hydraulics rock. Booty moving up and down on me, dog. Couldn't see through because the window fog. After that night, her name was One.
One.
Numbers, yo. After that night, her name was One. Her name would change every time we're done. Her name was Five.
Numbers.
When I showed her wealth. Sex so good, wanted to sex herself. I said, come on, girl, don't talk that shit. Know your name change on the next hit. So Five.
Numbers.
Went home feeling satisfied. Had another man she was trying to hide. Gangster hoe with a tight ass body. Her name was now Six.
Numbers.
Dangerous John Gotti. Had my fingers rolling down the trigger. She asked, why this piece for your nigga? You screaming it's only hell or heaven? Your nigga might hear while I make you seven.
Numbers.
Stood her on her head where the blood did lack. Stroke 44.
Numbers.
She was on her back, screaming that I just took the bait. Bring her on her knees, made her number eight. No go home to your weak ass bitch. Not in your stuff, can't bust a stitch. 2 weeks later, I was in the spot. Seven at the table, legs crossed hot. She was in the mood, drinking fire. She said, I'm wet. She was in desire. Back to the palace, I was in her birdie, hitting that thing while talking dirty, screaming so loud that she broke glass. Her name now 20. I was in that ass. We took a breather on the side of the bed. With all this good love, she wasn't dead. But the freak wanted more. She wasn't done. She wanted to hear me call her 21.
Numbers.
So 23 finally left the crib. Too much baby juice to make a kid. A month later, seen her with her dude. Last time I saw her completely nude, she licked her lips to let me know how good it was when she went low. She kept it so simple, dude didn't see when she bent over to retrieve her keys. Now it's on, teasing me off the rip. She had me fiending as she rubbed her tits. Later that evening, finally got a call, 23 on the line, and she was at the mall. Talked to me driving up to North Lake, there 15 minutes. I wasn't late. She met me at the Macy's parking deck. She grabbed my hand, smiling, what the heck? Followed her through the back walls. She whispered, let me lick your... Didn't say nothing but dropped the slacks. Alert for me, her tongue was on attack. Then stood her up, a professional whore. Rammed in deep, now she's 24. We went down. So sad it was the end. She said her man was taking her to Berlin. I looked sad and gave her a kiss. With you, my freak, I'm going to miss. She covered my lips and said, it's still not late. By the night's end, I want to be called 48. Whoa.
Numbers.
Whoa.
That was a true story, too.
Let me get my finger snapped.
That was a true story, too.
Like I said, when I was trying to tell you earlier, you were the player. I want to be just like you. And try to act like you ain't know what I was talking about.
I
but
still don't.
But your piece just said everything.
He told on himself with that one, with the baby juice and all of that.
Right.
Man, that's a true story. I didn't call her no name. I just called her a number. That's all I did.
Mm.
I don't know what her name was.
You know what?
I don't know what her name. I'm serious. I mean, I'd be like, "Yo, number six, what's up?" And then you know the next, and then after that night, she'd be number eight. And then I'd be, "Hey, number eight, what's going on?" Go on, bro. Mm-hmm. It's on you. It's on you, bro.
Oh, okay. You've got it going on. Because I kicked back a bit today, sipping on some Chardonnay. Thoughts of you kept running through my mind and. That was just fine because you are a wonderful way to pass away the time. The things we've done together make me ask if you and I are forever. Because in you, I see all the things that are just right for me. Whatever the mood, you just make me feel free. Because you are the strong black male that has everything in his hands, well-rounded, firmly grounded, totally balanced like a Renaissance man. From A to Z, you got all that and then some. You know what? Then you got it going on. With you, I can kick back and converse about all things that matter, the best or the worst, be it politics or the nuclear conflicts or what makes global leaders take a stand on the situation between India and Pakistan. With you, I can chat about the weather, the floods, the fires, the disasters that Mother Nature sometimes desires. From the impact of the ozone, we can change zones and laugh about the Flintstones and then flip to utopian communistic ideas. Reflect on Malcolm's thoughts. Discuss the slavery days when we were sold and bought. From A to Z, you got all that and then some because, baby, you've got it going on. Be the black tie after five formal affair or the courts, shooting hoops, wearing Nike Airs. From the business suits as you stroll through the hallows of City Hall to a pair of baggy shorts and a T-shirt, admiring the fountain at the mall. With my mother, you can speak of life and love relationships, then holler at my dad about the religious teachings of the Old and New Testaments while standing on the corner with the homeboys, wondering why that chick ain't home with her kids instead of being a heroin bitch. You can flip to the retirement party discussing with my boss the virtues of a governmental apprenticeship. From A to Z, you've got all that and then some, because guess what, baby? You've got it going on. Whether eating collard greens, fat back, and skillet bread with your fingers and licking your lips, or a seven-course gourmet meal, drying your hands on the linen napkin after dipping in the water with your fingertips, from swirling the finest Merlot in a delicate tulip-shaped etched lead crystal wine goblet to sharpening up red Kool-Aid from a glass jar with remnants of a blue and white label that used to have Kraft mayonnaise written on it. At the family picnic with barbecue sauce under your fingernails, from the rib bones of smoked pork to eating escargot on a yacht and not calling it snails because being able to identify and use the right fork. From a dinner of sushi next to a tofu salad garnished with whole white peppercorns and lemongrass greens to a breakfast of buttered up grips and fried bologna sandwich. Then for lunch, wieners and pork and beans. From A to Z, you've got it going on. From the statistical manipulations produced by the Fortune 500 on Wall Street to a dream book interpretation of the lottery numbers to win big and live sweet. From chess to Scrabble to kickball and PlayStation games with my son, then back to games of role play. You Tarzan, me Jane, frolicking with jungle fun, romantic love in the midst of scented candles, smooth jazz, and rose petals on the waterbed with sensual sweet kisses and licks from my painted toes to just above my eyebrows on my forehead. Then reverse it to serving up a sexual fantasy, emerald style, in the kitchen on the countertop, or perhaps hitting it from the back in the family room, bent over the arm of the couch. From A to Z, wow, baby, you got it going on. So when I talk to my sisters about you, this wonderful man in my life, as I dream of the future, you and I together as husband and wife, when the joy that you bring lets loose a smile on my face for the whole world to see, I just want you to know, I don't care where you go. Just be sure to take me. And last night, after sweet moments of passion with soft words, you did confide that you wanted me to go away, wanted me to be by your side, saying, I do, as your bride. So this morning, these words should put aside all your worries and dismay, because with you is where I'll always be. By your side, I will forever and a day stay. Because from A to Z, I'll give you all that and then some. And I mean every word when I say, baby, you've got it going on.
Yeah.
Right.
She said from kickball, skillet bread, Kool-Aid, painted toes, and hitting it from the back. Now, that got it going on.
Yeah, countertop and everything. Tried to sound politically correct while saying it.
Yeah.
Look, you got it going on.
Mark.
Okay, this piece is called Jerome. I hate to be the one to criticize while on the outside looking in, but it doesn't take x-ray vision to visualize the worth of your live-in man, Rome. You say he loves you and that you love the fact that he has that thug edge while possessing the ability to intellectualize with the brightest person without it going to his head. You say that his Suzuki bike and body tats and all that while his locks and incense cast him way outside the box. All good, but his mere entrepreneurial aspirations will not pay the bills. You sacrifice endlessly for him, but you cannot say honestly if he wants to be with you eternally. You go to work, he's asleep. You come home from work, he's asleep. Then at night he leaves the house for a good bit of time claiming to be hitting on the business opportunities, but these opportunities may be in the likes of your best friend. Rome's homing device could be exactly what you need. But oh, you're not his probation officer, so please take heed. You're a good woman and a true queen. Find yourself a good man, for a true queen certainly deserves a real king. Your life is together, and Rome has to find his. He's been trying for 40 years, not saying he's failed, but don't you think something should give? And at any rate, it's certainly your decision, as you're as grown can be. And if you should put Rome out, you can bet your last dollar that his mother will take him right back and not even pout. You should not have to pay freight on a man who's dead weight. Don't worry. Rome will be okay.
You know what?
Rome sounds like a freeloader for 40 years.
Yep.
That piece truly explains why I'm not engaged anymore.
You ain't lying, and I ain't going to say nothing, but I know. I'm a co-signer. I'm a co-signer. That's all I
know. That explains it all. Look, let me get my finger snapped in.
My golfer's class.
For Mark Larkin.
Okay, this
PC,
this
PC,
one,
PC.
This is called Mona Lisa. This is on the new CD that's supposed to come out next year, at the beginning of the year. Feelings ain't right when the heart is impaired. 16-time champ, Game of Love, Ric Flair. Live my life fast like a thief on the run. Bring him in, toss him out. Oh, hell, I was young. Am I going to hit it? Then they twiddle their thumb. Yo, the sun is coming up, and I knew they were done. Some say the love can't enter the heart. When the bond is there, you can't break it apart. And love looks good like classy art. For the taste of Mona Lisa, I'm thinking I'm smart. If you're in the know, then you're using it too. The passion inside is what's flowing in you. Can we keep it like this on the realest? So later on that night, we can feel this. Love overboard is what I'm stressing to know. With a body so thick that I'm hoping to flow. To keep love hot, negatives gotta go. With your head in the pillow screaming letter O. And you know we're doing this for the vine. So the love that's required, so good yet fine. In the dark, all alone, you're on my mind. Always ever good with the heart so kind. Some say that love can't enter the heart. When a bond is there, you can't break it apart. And love looks good like classy art. For the taste of Mona Lisa, I'm thinking I'm smart. That's it.
All right, you're just smart, man.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, yeah. That's classy art.
Being sophisticated on it.
Right. Y'all stupid.
It's you, Ro.
Oh, okay. Look, let me get my papers together. Make sure my papers are in order. All right. TikTok. Life and death. Death and life. No matter the way we live and die each day, only to be revived again, renewed again, to inhale life's breath and have the chance to live again. An unending perpetual clock. Tick-tock, tick-tock. The junkie is endlessly searching for mortality with each needle in his arm, yet lives again to make the choice to die again. Flipping the coin, heads or tails. No matter, if he's high, he wins. He lives again, yet the pains of need make him wish that he would die again. If only he knew that first whiff, that lively sniff of white powder would lead to this. Pawning his great-grandfather's gold watch, shadows of a sundial creeping up on time, tick-tock, tick-tock. The teenage slut whose life has barely just begun has no clue that the very encounter she enjoys bring forth life in a newborn's cry, yet for her, tossing the dice, like a cat with nine lives, ignoring the grim reaper's number of deaths as she lives for each ejaculating moment, slowly dying yet fading fast, relying on free shots at the clinic to rid her of disease so she can live again. As she stares at the poster, words she is barely able to read. What's taking so long for this test in the waiting room, all alone, listening to the timepiece on the wall, tick-tock, tick-tock. Living on the edge and dying in the name of the gang that pretends to be the family to keep you safe from harm, yet fills your hands with drugs and guns, making you a man ready to handle any circumstance, dealing crack, driving by.
Bro, that was it? Mark, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I think something
happened with our connection.
That's what I think, too. Go on, Mark. It's on you.
Okay. Well, I hope everything is okay on Rose end. This piece is called I Removed Your Picture from My Wall. At least with that blank space, I'm not forced to peer at the disgrace that captured my heart when seeing me like a perfect picture painted with an untainted brush. The rush that I achieved after having believed that the classic Rembrandt was perfectly understood was false. Now, like Ronstadt stated, I have to say that you're no good, and never would I imagine that after our first kiss, the floodgates of hate would blast open. Our relationship is flowing downstream, and we're both backstroking, gasping for air, voices raspy. I said this is my chance to end it. Under I take my head and attempt to drown my frown, to yield to the ending of my pain. I'm gonna let this wetness flush my body of the hatred stains, and if I die, I won't have to live this lie like I'm happy with being betrayed. A slight smile I crack, and on the water rushes my head. As soon as I yell, I'm dead. I awaken in the tear-stained bed. My dream did not take me in. She's gone forever, really. And now the true nightmare begins.
Wow. Wow. That was deep, bro.
Appreciate it.
Mark, how do you come up with the things that you write? It just comes out and flows out your mind to your fingers and you write it down?
Well, you know, I have a very trivial mind, and so it doesn't take much influence for me to write about a certain thing. I could write about something heartfelt and then 2 minutes later write about something technical.
Right.
So, you know, my mind can bounce all around. And, you know, that's a blessing and a curse. It's good and it's bad. But from a creative standpoint, on the artistic side, it can be good. So
we got Ro back. Mm-hmm. She's back on the line.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ro.
I guess my phone cut off.
Yeah, it cut out.
I'm sorry.
It's back on me anyway, Ro. Mark just read one when you cut out. So it's back on me. This is called Another Type of Life. And the song will be on the new CD as well. It's about being black in another type of life. While everything's good, not worried about strife. Because those punks want to play you. Later on with the bullets, then slay you. So dangerous because the color of my skin. Chalking up L's, yo. Can I get a win? Because I want to live like King Midas. Not balling with money. Can't just buy this. So I rob a nigga out on the streets. He got Nathan living life incomplete. Blame crooked officials making laws. Taking all the money, then your dirty draws. Catch one of these punks out in the halls with a big stick, swing like the walking talls. Expose these crimes to prove the truth. The money trail, son, then follow the proof. It's all about being black in another type of life. While everything's good, not worried about strife. Run like a dictator trying to be king. Fire all your haters doesn't mean a damn thing. Check and balances, check one, two, check. Driving the country, they're about to wreck. No more people yelling out, what the heck? And all this bull, we're ready to step. On policies, not fitting you or me. Get our heads above ground so we can see. These people want to play us like dice. Taking all the money, smiling in our face, nice. You've been fooled if you think you know. Trick is the game and you're the hoe. Expose these crimes to prove the truth. The money trail, son. Then follow the proof. That's it.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's deep, man. Very timely. Very timely.
Yeah, you know me, being the president on wax, I gotta do what I gotta do. Ro.
Oh, yes, sir, and you did.
It's on you, Ro.
Oh, okay. I have this little short piece because if you guys know Taz, you know he likes to cook. So I have this little short piece about cooking. But before I read it, I am so looking forward to seeing everybody at the house party. So, hope to see you all. Go ahead.
It's on September 2nd, which is the Labor Day weekend, Saturday before.
Yeah,
Labor.
I am looking forward to seeing everybody and looking forward to seeing Taz and Darlene. So, as I said, this is a little short piece, and it's called A Kitchen Tip. Garlic sauteed shrimp are great with a nice sliced portobello, but I need a little something as a perfect mate, some pure sweet cream to make it mellow, tomatoes all stewed, pureed in the soup, hearty and thick, steamy and hot, but add a little pure sweet cream to regroup. That's so much better and tastier, is it not? Cappuccino whipped up fresh in a cup, or a latte steamed and smooth. It's so very good to the very last drop with pure sweet cream to make you drool. Cream drizzled on a slice of apple pie, or whipped cream peaks atop a mousse. Ice cream on a chocolate perfection to make you want to die. Pure sweet cream. So many ways to put it to use. Pure sweet cream. There's nothing better. To add panache to any meal of the day, wait for the cream to rise to the top like liquid butter, waiting to be skimmed away. Yes, pure sweet cream. A pint or a cup with just a little powder of sugar mixed in is good enough to just drink it right up. Pure sweet cream. A perfect way to a perfect end.
Right. Got to do some cardio after listening to all those calories.
I remember she had a song about cream and pie, like when I first met her, Mark, like years ago. I got that recorded somewhere on one of my CDs. Cream and pie, talking about just stick the crust in a little bit. I was like, what?
Wow. Wow.
You remember that, right, bro?
I'm just saying, that's what I was saying. A lot of the stuff I recorded with music, I didn't keep the written document.
I remember that.
I was looking for
quite
all these documents to read, and I didn't have them.
It's on you, Mark.
For all you spoken word people out there, keep your document in multi formats so you can find them and read them without having to use it.
It's on you, Mark, the last one.
Hey, if I'm not your lover, to you, if I'm not your lover, my birth certificate has no existence while insisting that my Social Security number is just a 9-digit blunder. Thunder clash as you make it clap, but after a quick nap, hey, that's a wrap and no take twos and just here's the door and don't forget your shoes and making every ounce of gentleman just ooze right out of me into your yesteryear streets of boot knocking and not worrying about dealing with feelings and testosterone volcano erupting in the Himalayas. Life of a young sprung player, not fearing the ruin I'm bringing, just hustling, macking, and manhood slinging. Call me Poppy, Daddy Yo, and your pusher. Mayfield sing about me as I meat marketed like a butcher. But when I tried to change your paradigm, couldn't rearrange, and strange how when that boomerang returns, the bang is so much louder and the pain has no suppressing as the return router gouges and gouges. I scream like a bad dream for understanding, but my treatment of you previously granted you immunity to my screams. But now a deaf ear you turn to me. When I tell you that you're my wife to be, before I can get my doze on, you already have your clothes on, and now God makes me watch you walk out of the door. The cruel reality is, if I'm not your lover, I'm certainly not your friend. Such is life. I guess something beats nothing.
Wow.
Wow.
I like that one.
Good. Wow. He's
of
like,
course I like that one.
And then he's walking out the door. Oh, my gosh.
I want to thank Mark Lacey for coming through, and also Rolanda 700 for coming through. Yet again, this has been fun, just, sharing different creations from everybody's mind that's online. I want to thank you guys again.
All right. Okay. For having us.
I'm going to end this with one of the guys that came through on my show. His name is Chan Des X. The name of the song is Gold Digger, and I'll see you next week. Thank you again, Mark, and thank you again, Rolanda.
All right, take care. Y'all be safe. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I just left home, but it went. Yeah.
The Lord blessed me, he said spit that shit. And when I get $1 million, I'ma say that shit. You hear me? And I ain't worried about no lame ass bitch. And 9 times out of 10, she gon' regret that shit. I came from Russian Road, that shit like hologram. We moved to college bar, hella cooking on the stove. Then with the towers out, met B-U-N-D-I. Took off on them niggas, they hate to see me pop. My name when you see me, don't be scared of me, baby. Come and ride this D, let me drive your ass crazy. All my niggas in military like we came from the Navy. All my niggas getting money, nigga, fuck is you saying? I ain't got time for no hoe, nigga.
Nah.
Tryna get money, stack dough, nigga. If you got a problem, let me know, nigga. Boy, I'm tryna get rich and fuck a gold, nigga. I ain't got time for no hoe, nigga. Tryna get money, stack dough, nigga.
Yeah.
If you got a problem, let me know, nigga. Boy,
yeah.
I'm tryna get rich and fuck a gold, nigga.
Hey.
Okay, cool. This is for them niggas who be hating at my school.
School.
This is for them bitches who be passing you to school.
School.
This is for them niggas who ain't never had shit. This is for them ladies with them baby daddies. This is for my mama and my daddy and my cousin. And these niggas acting hard, but they sweeter than a muffin.
Sweet.
He gonna yell me out, back to pussy nigga bluffing. Fat boy, keep it low, they ain't worried about that.
Rubber
on me, I ain't whopping these hoes.
Whoop
me the pussy, I ain't scoffing no more. Got a iPhone 2 for you FaceTime hoes.
I
ain't never been lame, but you already know. I ain't got time for no hoe, nigga. Tryna get money, stack dough, nigga. If you got a problem, let me know, nigga. Boy, I'm tryna get rich and fuck a gold, nigga. I ain't got time for no hoe, nigga. Tryna get money, stack dough, nigga. If you got a problem, let me know, nigga. Boy, I'm tryna get rich and fuck a gold, nigga. Hey.
Let me end out one more track. This is one of the artists that have been on my show before. Her name is Jay Lyric, does all the music, writes everything. Until next week, this is the end right here for real.
Mm-hmm.